Sick, bro. Do you
Okay, here
think?
we go.
Yeah, sick, man. Well, thanks for doing this, dude. I don't know if you've seen any of my other interviews recently.
Actually, right before I posted my clip, I was just searching up like stuff on YouTube actually, and it's about Kendama and stuff, and then like your interviews came up, so I watched a little bit of Zach's and I watched Nick's too. So then, I was checking my DMs because I saw your message came up in my hidden
Other,
messages or whatever. And then I saw it, I was like, okay, sick. Like, I'm gonna do this for sure.
yeah, sick man. By the way, can you hear me okay? These are my brother's gamer headphones.
It's perfect actually.
What made you okay? Well, I guess we'll take a step back. Maybe you introduce yourself. How'd you get into Kendama and stuff like that? So we'll go back to whatever year you started playing.
So I'm Caden Weller, and I started playing in 2015. And the way I found out Kendama is I lived in Minnesota before, and then I moved out to California for a year because my dad got a job out there. And like everybody at my school, like at my new school that I was going to, like played Kendama. I like never heard about it, like never seen it before. And my good friend Jacob, he had a sweet F2 marble, like I remember it like perfectly, and he let me try it, and then I was like, oh, I got like super interested into it, and then he ended up just giving me like one for free, and then like that day I just like went home and like instantly started filming, and like I think my first like ever clip was like a turntable or something on video.
Sick.
But good memories, dude.
So how did you get into like the community and into Instagram and then, watching other clips? Did you kind of know that that was existing out there already?
My other buddy Julian that I talked to, they were always like filming clips, and they started like a Ken club like at our school too. So then that's when I started like looking up videos on YouTube of like edits and stuff like that. And that's when I first watched I think it was like Jake Fisher's like pro announcement for like Kenko
Yeah.
or something like that. And so I watched that, and like all the editing and stuff was so sick. So I was just like, I got into that, so I just ordered like I think I ordered like a homegrown or something, and then like a couple buddies like at my school like had a little Instagram account that we'd all post our clips on and stuff. So I
Yeah.
would just like grind for that, and that account's still up, and I think I only have like one or two clips on there. It's like a my first border balance and then my first like 1-2 whirlwind or something like that.
Gotcha.
But
And so was it in Cali, that school you went to in Cali that showed Kendama to you or?
And then what's crazy is that like Sweets is based out of Minnesota, and like
Yeah.
I didn't even know what it was, and I lived in
Yeah.
Minnesota, and then I find out that like the like one of my favorite companies that I like is like in Minnesota. So I'm like, damn, like I just move out to
Yeah.
Cali, and like they have it out there. But
Where'd you move to in Cali?
Burlingame, California.
Where's that
So it was
at?
like it's like 20 minutes away, 30 minutes away from San Francisco.
Okay. And then you end up moving back to Minnesota?
Like literally like a year later. So, and then when I moved back to Minnesota, obviously I knew the sweet shop was there. So
Yeah.
I was super hyped about that. So a couple of my buddies started playing because I got them into it. And then we would go to like the sweets shop or like Ken Club and stuff. And that's when everything was popping, dude. I swear it was like 30 people there, like every Ken club. It was crazy.
Okay, I didn't actually realize that you were really into that sweets club. Like, yeah, I kind of knew you were in Minnesota, but that's sick. So, who were you session with at the time that was going to the club? Who were the like the better players?
Parker.
Yeah, Parker would go, right? Yeah.
He would go, and then like I don't rem I think
Okay.
Gabe would go. I don't know if you know Gabe. I don't know if he plays or not anymore.
Yeah, I think.
And then Carter Justice, I'm pretty sure he would go.
Okay.
So yeah, those guys were like the better players at the time and stuff that I would be sessioning with. But other
Yeah.
than that, like nobody like around my area like played like much at all. So then like my buddies hobby started playing. Like it was fun when they started picking it up and stuff.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. And then so how old were you when you moved? What grade were you in when you moved to Cali and you found Kanemo?
Going into sixth grade. So I was sixth grade, yep.
6, and then so then you get back to Minnesota in 8th grade?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. 2017, the year of Liad, right?
Yes. Yep.
So who were the best players? Yeah, I mean, what was your inspirations during the time when you're coming up?
Oh man. Who did I watch a lot? I definitely watched Jake Fisher a lot because I remember like when I first moved to Cali, like Sweets was like the big company that everybody was repping.
Yeah.
So then like when I started looking up like other companies and stuff, that's when I found Kenco. So I ordered like 3 like Strike Zens from Kenco, I'm pretty sure. And then that's when I first like I tried to make an edit or something, but I just didn't end up doing it. But
yeah,
that he was a big inspiration for sure.
Okay.
And then
Bryson?
Obviously, like, yeah, Bryson for sure. And then I don't know if you remember Ocean Amalius or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't play much anymore, but yeah, I would watch their Sweets edits, and man, it was just like insane to watch. Like, and that's why Kendama is like so sick. It's like when you pick it up, like if you really like want to grind and like get good at it, like there's so many possibilities, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you can just do whatever. So many different play styles, like that's what's sick about it.
So when did you end up stopping?
It was 2018, I'm pretty sure. So like MKO, I went to MKO 2017, and then like I think I played like whole 8th grade year, and then like going into when I started going into high school, that summer, like I stopped playing because I wanted to focus on like sports and just school and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what happened.
You focused, I heard it was baseball.
Yeah. Baseball was my sport for sure.
Did you still play?
Yeah. No, not anymore.
Okay.
I was thinking about playing in college, but it just became a lot. It's too much. Like,
yeah. So you go to college now?
I'm a senior this year.
Okay. In
for
high school?
High school. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I just do online right now. So it's
cool, man. So from what I remember, and I'm probably not the best person to ask, but like I started in 2015, and I just remember your Instagram channel specifically, and the tricks that you'd post would usually be like you were kind of, I felt like you were kind of like, you know how every once in a while there's like a random like kid, because you were a kid at the time.
Comes
out of nowhere and just starts hitting crazy bangers, you know?
Yeah.
And like I could tell like you're playing a ton and you're like just going for it. And obviously you're competitive because you play baseball and stuff.
Yeah.
But when do you think you peaked? Like when was everyone really impressed and really like, holy shit, who is this kid?
I think it was around when I started to get around like 7-8 tap, because I remember Nick Stodd hit the first 8, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And then like 3 days after, cause I was so mad, dude. I was so mad because I was going for that and I saw him hit it. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Cause I was getting so close.
Yeah.
And then I remember like 3 days after he hit it, I laced it on like a Chrome or like a Chrome or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that I feel like that was kind of like the time that like people started to take notice, because there was only 2 people at the time that could do 8 tap. Obviously, it was me and Nick.
Okay.
And then I think literally, I don't know how long it was after. I'm guessing maybe like a month that I hit like 9 or something like that. I think I hit 9 like a month later or something like that, which was the first ever 9. But I don't even know what that video is anymore. It's gone, long gone.
It is, dude. I was hoping that it's in the archive or something.
Yeah, I know, dude. I'm so like mad at myself for deleting all those videos because, oh man, just for one, like just to have for the community to see, and just for myself, like I was so young at the time. Like I'm 18 now, and I was like 13 when I was 13, 14 when I was like lacing those tricks.
Yeah. So. And then you get into high school, and yeah, no, I feel you, man. So then, and then you hit, I think, was it at the camp where you hit the first 10?
Yeah, dude, that was Camp Kendama was like the funnest like Kendama event that I like went to, like
That's
for
so
sure.
sick.
Yeah, and because I remember like Max Norcross, he made a, after I hit the 10, like because there was like follow-up videos that he was making for Camp Kendama, and in the, in that video he was like, oh yeah, I put 10 tap in the book knowing that it was going to be a challenge for Caden, and I ended up like lacing it. So it was just so hype, dude.
That's so sick, dude. And your first, it was your
yeah
first ever 10, right?
Yeah, that's something crazy that I can say, actually, like, especially since like there's 62 taps now. Like, what the hell, bro? Like, that is just ridiculous to me. So like, I don't know, first person ever hit double digits, dude. That's
dude.
crazy.
Yeah, it's in the record books, you know.
Yeah.
Did you pay attention to Kendama at all after you quit in high school? Or did you just stop?
So I would search, like I would occasionally search up, you know, like the Sweets account, just because like Sweets has always like been my favorite company. So I'd always just look at like if any like new bangers were being lanced. And then I remember like I logged into my old account, and I don't remember who I was talking to, who said it, but somebody sent me a message and was like, oh, somebody hit 18 taps. And I was literally like, I was like, what? I was like, somebody hit 18. And then like, I didn't look at anything for like a year or two. And then I come back and I see somebody hit 62. And I'm like, what is even going on? Like, who are these kids? Like, literally, like, it was insane.
Yeah, did you think that was, when you were grinding for 10, did you think that was going to be the last one? Or did you think someone could hit 11 or 12? Or,
I mean, there was always that like thought in people's heads. Like, people were always like talking like, oh, is somebody ever going to be able to just keep it up? You know what I mean? Like, as they're tapping. So like, there was always like the thought of like, oh, maybe somebody would be able to keep it up one day. Cause I remember the first 12 I did, like I was like going down. And then, like, I started to slightly come up. So then people were like, oh, dude, he could have got more. Like, he could have got, like, 15. So that's when I think people, like, started to notice it was possible to do multiple taps. And now that I know it's possible, like, I'm out here trying to, you know, hit, like, 15, 20. Because it's, like, I'm trying to, like, get into the mindset of, like, oh, this is, like, you can do this now. You know what I
Have
mean?
you
Like,
been tapping recently?
Yeah, so, like, yesterday – I was just going, I literally was just like, because like what my mindset used to be for taps was like, okay, so I'm going to start as low as possible, build up as high as possible, and then have, you know, it was just like the timing thing. So like, instead of like thinking like timing now, I have to think like, oh, I just need to stay in one spot and literally just like hit it back and forth. So now that I know that I have to hit it back, I'm just thinking like, you know, I just have to be faster. Like, I just have to move like faster. And I was going for 10 juggle wing yesterday, and I got like 10, I got like 10, 3 or 4 times and missed the juggle wing. And then I hit 12, but like, just, it got like jammed. So I haven't gotten anything like above 12 yet, but I know I can. I know I can do it if I try it.
Wow, dude. So when did you come back officially?
Okay, so are you talking like before I posted the clip, like if I was playing? Yeah, so
or did you just pick up the kendama after like 3 years and then get the border balance and then quad border and then spike, or what?
So
no, you practiced a little
I would
bit before?
Yeah, no. So like, obviously, like, I would pick it up, like, throughout high school and stuff, I'd pick it up, like, literally, and just do, like, some juggles or, like, trip whirly or something like that, just to,
random.
Like, you know, just messing around, literally. But, like, actually playing, it was, like, 2 weeks before that clip. Like, I was playing, like, 2 weeks, probably, like, every day. And so, actually, I was talking to, because when I started playing again, I logged back into my account, and I was going through my DMs or whatever. And Micah texted me from like 2 years ago, Mike Sura. And I just texted him back. I was like, sorry for not, I was like, sorry for responding 2 to 3 years late or something like that. And then we just got into talking about like Kendama again. And then like three or 4 days before I hit the quint inward, I hit a trip inward on video too. So I sent him that and I was like, because he asked me if I was like hitting an eclipse or anything. And I was like, yeah, I hit this trip border balance flip, like, or whatever. Yeah. And then so I hit the trip border and it was like super clean. Like it just slapped on. So then I started getting curious. I was like, who has the like border balance flip like record right now? So then I'm just looking up like Nick and like Zach and like everybody. Yeah. And I see Nick like back in like March, he posted the regular like quint border.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I hit the trip inward. Maybe I can go for the quint inward, because I was trying to go for four, and then I was like, I can get four for sure. Like, yeah. I was like, I can get four for sure. So then I was like, screw it, I'm just gonna go five. And then I was outside trying it for like 15 minutes, and I landed it, you know, like on here for like literally like a second probably. So I was like, okay, I know it's possible. Like, I know I can get it.
Yeah.
And then I immediately came back in after that, grabbed my phone, and then in a minute and 30 seconds, I fucking laced that shit. Like, yeah, literally in a minute and 30. I was so blown away, dude. Because, like, I think it was, like, maybe the 8th or 10th try, like, on film or something like that.
Oh, my God.
But,
what demo were you using?
It's Sweets. I can show you it, actually. It's right here. The Sweets Rick and Morty from like 2017. I think I got this at MKO, and then a old Soul.
Damn,
and,
bro.
And
have you bought any
what's
new
funny,
downloads recently?
Yeah, so I got a Soul one, and then when I posted that clip or whatever, Matt said he could send out a couple downloads. So I'm pretty sure those are both like coming today.
Okay.
So I'm gonna try to hit some clips obviously today. Yeah. But what's insane is that this spike was like this, like it's a chip spike completely. And the only reason why I use this kendama is because this tama is so sticky and like, so
good
like
for borders.
I don't, yeah, literally.
That's
perfect.
So crazy. Yeah. Chip.
Yeah.
Spike.
Yeah, literally.
what do you think made you get back into it a few weeks ago?
Like,
do you have summer
honestly,
coming up?
Okay,
you,
so
were you thinking about
that and like like I feel like a lot of the main reason why I stopped like filming and like landing tricks was because like I got to a point where I couldn't lace like any hard banger. Like, so every time I would post, my goal was to always have my next post be better than the last.
Damn, bro.
So,
yeah.
So it got to a point where like I couldn't land bangers. So, and I wouldn't want to put out something to the community where they would be like, oh, it's like, it's whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and so like, I would always be just trying to hit insane clips. And just like after like record session, it was just like, I was just like, oh, I just can't land like anything anymore.
Frustrated.
Like, yeah, literally. And like now, like since I'm older now, like it's just like now I just realize like kendama is like completely not about hitting like banger hard tricks. Like the community is the best thing about it. Like they'll, no matter what you post, like there's always going to be those guys that are going to be commenting like, oh dude, like clean or like steezy, you know, like, like stuff like that. That's what's like, that's what brings me like back in. It's just like the community is just like awesome. Like,
yeah.
But yeah.
Cool. Sick. So do you think you're going to be in for a while? Do you know like how long? I mean, are you full in?
I've like lately I've been having just as much fun with it as I did like last time I quit when I was playing or whatever you could say. And like I mean tricks lately, I'm also not thinking like, oh, like I have to put out like these bangers for like, or else people aren't gonna like them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's
no,
like,
yeah.
I'm just like not that mindset anymore. Like, I just like am completely just gonna like
Have
have
fun.
fun with it now,
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
awesome, man. Yeah, I
and
think
just.
that I feel like even the whole game kind of changed, when people kind of realize that the top are so far ahead, that it's going to take so long to be at the top that you just have to really enjoy the process along the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if
Literally.
for anybody to get to 64 tap, it's going to take 4 years or whatever. So it's just like,
Dude.
it's so sick to be really good and impress people and to set records, but at the same time, like it's not feasible to not put just practice until you're at the top. It now
Yeah.
Kodama, it's been around for so long. It's like in either sport, like basketball or baseball. Like as you're a kid, as you're developing, you're never going to be as good, but you just hope that you're going to work, 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 and then finally make it, So
Exactly.
yeah, that's cool, man. So what else did you post besides the Quint border?
Like just like on my story or
Yeah, is that your
'cause
only post right now?
yeah, the only post I have right now is the is that Quint border, and then I just posted I was just like trying to get like warmed up and like used to like tapping again, so I just posted like a like an 8-tap juggle bird or something on my story.
Yeah. Were you do you feel like because you didn't play for a while that your ability really decreased, or were you surprised with how you started up again?
Okay, so that's the thing. I'd say like if I grinded hard enough, I could still hit like any of the tricks that I used to,
Yeah.
but it's just the consistency aspect with like my Ken flips or like just anything like that, or like juggle bird. Like I used to be able to hit like jug bird like 5 times in a row, like nothing. And like
Yeah.
now I could maybe only hit it like in like 2 tries, you know, or something like
Yeah.
that one time. So like
Yeah.
my consistency back then was way better. Like,
Yeah.
so for competition, like I would probably get destroyed in competition right now.
Yeah.
Like my consistency is just not there. And then you just
Okay.
have, you know, people like Nick and like Alex and all them like that are just nutty.
So
Like,
crazy. Yeah. So yeah, it
yeah.
must be like if you stop for a while, you don't lose everything, obviously, but you
Yeah,
still
because you have that
give a good
muscle
idea.
memory.
Yeah, but like the consistent part of your brain, it's just like not developing. I mean, I'm sure it's gonna only take a few months before you feel really good again,
Yeah, for sure.
But that's cool. Do you plan on competing again?
Yeah, I was really bummed to hear that NAKO was, you know, like
Online.
online now this year, because I was literally texting Micah, because Micah was gonna fly out this year for NAKO actually.
Oh shit, no way.
Yeah, and
Wow. Okay.
so I was like, oh hell yeah, like, because I haven't met him, I always talked to him like
Yeah.
way back then, so I was like, oh dude, that's sick, we can like meet each other and all that. And then like 3 4 days later, like you hear that it's online, which is, you know, it's understandable obviously,
Yeah.
but yeah, I just hope like stuff in Minnesota still goes down, like there's still like meetups and stuff like that, because I would love to, you know, like sesh with like all the locals and stuff like
What
that,
about
because there's,
Chicago Sakura this weekend?
I was thinking about it, but like I don't know, it's just like
Too
too
soon?
soon. Yeah, too soon.
It'd be so
Like
sick just for
it would be insane. Yeah, just to have like, I don't know, I don't think I would compete though. I would probably
Yeah.
just go out there and just like kick it with the homies and just chill.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
there's so many new people too. Like, I don't know if you know Elliot Patterson, but he's been doing
Yeah,
crazy
I heard
things.
about him for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like, a lot of the kids your age who kept playing are also the same age as you now, so they've matured. But then also, I feel like the whole community has definitely matured, and like no one, I feel like it's very. I don't know how it was back in the day, but obviously when you're like in middle school, it's just generally more competitive. But I think you would have a good time if you're around, and I'm sure you could catch a ride with somebody. But regardless, I know
Oh
it'd be
yeah.
a few weeks in. But yeah, man, it would be so cool. Yeah, NAKO, it sucks that it's online, but Yeah, hopefully maybe battle or something. You can that could be your first comp, you know?
Yeah, that's what I
In-person
hope to
comp.
do.
Yeah.
Yep,
Do
I am.
you did you ever go to KWC?
No, I didn't.
Do you have plans to going over there? I mean, at some point?
Dude, I mean, that would be freaking sick. Like, that would be such a like cool experience to like do. But like,
Yeah.
I mean, I would totally be up for it. I'd be down for it. I just like I don't even know, like,
Yeah, it's just too
you
far in the
know,
future. I just
yeah.
feel like, Caden, like you're a competitor, you know? Like I kind of remind me of me growing up. Like I feel like people get into kendama because they don't do other sports, you know, and they have to find something to do that's cool.
Yeah.
But like I like to put really like the athlete and the talent and the hard work into kendama, and I feel like you're probably similar. And with your
100%,
skills,
dude. Yeah.
with the stuff that you've built up already, man, like you could be a top competitor, you know?
Yeah, thanks, man. That means a
Yeah,
lot, seriously.
yeah, yeah. I mean, you there's so many things that you learn from, you know, high school sports. You know that it's like a regimen and scheduling and like working hard and developing that you can just bring into kendama. And I, you know, the top competitors are doing that, like Nick and Zach and Alex and Takia, you know. But
Yeah.
I could definitely see you pushing, you know.
Yeah.
But
Hell yeah, dude.
not to get too ahead of it, you know. Obviously, you just kind of
No,
take it day by
yeah.
day.
I
But
got you. Yep.
I, you know, I remember back on IG, you were also hitting a lot of tight ropes, right? Were you, do you, you, what other records did you break back in the day?
Okay, so like I remember when I right okay, so in eighth grade, I remember I went for a trip inward border balance flip, and
Yeah.
I landed it, but I missed the spike, and I posted it on my story. And I remember Lee, he DM'd me. He was like, "Bro, please don't hit this. I'm trying to hit it for my edit." Like, but I was like, "Bro, if I hit this, I'm posting it. I'm sorry." Like,
That's over. Yeah.
and during I remember that same day, I was trying to go for a tightrope flip.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I don't know. I think tightrope flip had already been done
Yeah.
back then, but like. I don't know. Just still tricks like that. Like, but then I saw Tiblex because I was actually wondering, like, has anybody done a double tightrope flip?
Yeah.
And then I s look on his fucking Instagram, bro, and he has a trip, bro. And I'm like, how? Like, I
Yeah,
actually have no idea how that's possible. Like,
I
that's
know it's not
insane.
surprising from him, but it is like once you really re think about it again, like how like he did it so proper too,
Dude,
like
and it literally just sat on there. Like, it's just
yeah,
perfect. It was like a J stick, dude. Like,
it's the
it
most
was.
impressive kendama trick. I think tightrope is like it sh almost should be the hardest trick. I know you can kind of argue
Yeah.
with solo flare and
Because
stuff.
anybody that doesn't play kendama,
Oh.
if you do a tightrope in front of them, they're like,
Yeah.
"What are you doing?"
I
Like.
mean, yeah, dude. Like border balance is already crazy, but when you explain to somebody that even when I mean I hit a tightrope, I grounded it for a while. I don't know if I can do it again. But just even the thought of like balancing that little thing on the string, it's so like attractive to non-kendama and kendama players. You know, it's just like the craziest.
Yeah.
Like you look at these things and what you can balance, that is it. It is the ken on the string. Like that's
Dude,
the ultimate
yeah,
trick, you
it's
know?
for real.
And to do,
For
I mean,
real.
dude, but you know, quad and quint are still available, you know. Just saying, I'm just throwing that out there.
That's funny, dude. That's
Yeah.
funny.
You gotta try it. You gotta throw it. I guess maybe you need to catch up a little bit with the tightropes, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm yeah, so like before I hit the quint inward border balance flip and the trip inward, like the same day I hit the trip inward, I did like tightrope and then like flip to border or something
Yeah.
like that. And I have
Yeah.
that on film too, but yeah,
I remember hitting, I feel like you were kind of the original Alex Mitchell when it comes to that, where Alex, maybe around the same time, and Alex obviously has been doing bangers for a while, lacy bangers for a while, but like, I remember you just hitting like not many jugs, but just like tightrope to border. I mean, oh, you were hitting solar flares too, right?
I don't
Yeah.
I'm because I did that 10 tap jug solar or not 10 tap
Yeah.
jug solar. Was it 10 jug solar
I
or
don't
was it
know.
eight? I think it was no, it was 6 tap jug solar flare. That's what it
Yeah.
was. And then I did 10 tap and then jug border balance. That was the other one.
Okay. Yeah. Like just crazy combinations between two crazy concepts, you know?
Yeah. And then I remember I did a, because the six tap jug solar, like it definitely wasn't 3 seconds, like held. Okay. Like yeah, it was like, there. It was there, but like it like wasn't at the same time. Yeah. So then I wanted to hit like a clean, something clean with it. So I just did regular solar flare and then jug four tap, jug border balance. And okay. I hit that the first time and then I didn't like how it looked, like because it wasn't like as long as I wanted. So I hit it twice and then the second one came out like good. So I was like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. What was it like playing the was it the soul that you just got in? Did you just get in the new soul?
Yeah, like the one that I just bought.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's actually in the mailbox right now, and I'm pretty sure the other ones are in the mailbox too because Matt sent them like 2 or 3 days ago.
Okay.
But
so you haven't played anything new yet? Like
no.
Oh, dude.
Not at all. Yeah, so too. I'm really excited actually to land some crazy stuff, hopefully, and just like stalls and stuff too. Like one thing I want to get better at, like now that's something like that I'm thinking about now is like not as much like, oh, I have to land these bangers, more as like, oh, I'm gonna try to work on my weaknesses and like if people don't like what I post and whatever, like, you know what I mean? I'm just gonna try to work on my weaknesses to get better. So one thing I'm not good at is stilts. Like I want to hit a stilt trick like sooner or something like that. Or because I heard like all the new shapes I really defined. So I heard it's like way better for stalls now and everything.
Yeah. They're all bigger. And I mean, you know, that like a soul you're going to play and it's going to be like way bigger and it's going to be like chunkier than the sweets, but they're both so good. And it's, I feel like probably lunars are going to be a lot better too than what you've been used to, you know, like,
yeah, for sure.
Lunars, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I see like pretty much, I feel like a lot of the kendamas now that are being released are having that lunar hole in the base cup now or whatever, which I don't mind it, but I also don't think it's necessary.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like like if I were to make my own or something, I don't think I would put it on just because, because like you can do taps with you out know, the hole without it, but I like, with it. Yeah. That's what I meant. You can do taps with it, but you know, taps are one of my favorite tricks. So obviously, you know that, but, I feel like without it, it's just a lot easier, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because, and another thing that I saw too, because I watched, I was scrolling down the videos of the pods and then I watched Tiblex explaining like what type of ken he uses for taps and like what's good.
Yeah.
And he said like he weighs out his sword and his Serato.
Yeah.
And like I'm surprised I never even thought of that. Like back then. Like I would literally just get a kendama and then if it was good for taps, I'd be like, hell yeah. And if it wasn't, I'd be like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
people are getting really like specific and whatever when it comes to making sure that shapes really have all the necessities, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can shoot you a Lotus too, because that's we thought a lot about that. So I run Lotus kendamas. So
yeah. Hell yeah.
We have a new shape coming out, but our old sacred shape is bigger and taller and it has a base cup hole. Well, the blooms don't. So maybe I'll shoot you a bloom. It doesn't have a base cup hole. But I've actually personally found that it's really hard to know. I feel like it's really random of what is good at taps and what's not good at taps. Like I'll just pick up a Dama that's like beach with no base cup hole and it would randomly be really good at taps. And then like sometimes like, you know, like I usually play maple and I usually play no bait or I play with a base cup hole instead of not one. Yeah, blooms don't have one. And then it will be like bad. You know, it's like, I feel like it's kind of really random, but, you know, for a fact, like no base cup hole. So when it's filled in, that's going to make the sword part like a lot heavier. So it's
heavier, yeah. Which yeah. Tiblex said is naturally better for taps.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah. And it's gonna be better for flips, you know, and it's gonna be better for lean houses and probably for borders too. And yeah, worse at lunars, but better for slings. But it is so like so specific. Sometimes it just doesn't really follow those rules, and you just find a kendama that's super honed at something, even though you feel like
it's for
something,
sure,
you know.
Yeah, because dude, I mean, you know, you see, I'm pretty sure Takia, I'm pretty sure he plays with a base couple. I'm not sure. I think he posted like a airplane like 20 tap, and then like jug no hole wing, and I'm pretty sure he had a base cup hole on that. So like, I don't think it matters at the end of the day, to be honest. No. Like, it's kind of just like what kendama is like more honed for taps, I guess.
Yeah, totally. Like, it is kind of just up in the air, you know.
Yeah.
What were the most, like, right before you quit? Who'd you follow online? Whose tricks did you like the most?
Definitely the Gallaghers. Always, they've always been just some people that I've looked up to in kendama and watched. And then obviously Slay Lied.
Yeah.
That was his old name or whatever, his old Instagram handle. Because we would always be neck and neck with, like, you know, trying to break the tap record and stuff like that. And I was looking back at his account, and I was just like, all the tricks that he has hit are still like such bangers. Like the eight tap jug eight, dude. Like,
yeah,
that's such a nasty trick. Cause I did 7 jug 7. And then I think literally like 3 days after, he did 8 jug 8. And I was like, what the hell, bro? Like, that's crazy.
It's crazy they did 7 jug 7. Cause I'm like, I'm kind of delayed when it comes to all this. So like right now I'm really working on my taps, and, but what tips do you have for taps? Like there's large number of taps, and then doing juggles and doing more taps. Do you do anything specifically with the Ken and the Tama and stuff?
I think it's all about finding like that perfect like balance point. So, you know, when you first go to swing, it's like, you don't want to start tapping like at like, you know, your chin. You don't want to start tapping, you know, at your waist. It's like right in the middle. You know, you want to stay in that like spot. And then another thing, what I'm just trying to do right now, I'm just trying to think of like moving my hand faster. Like, I don't even really know much for like hip wise. It's more of just like the quickness of it. And like, I mean, obviously, you know, keeping the Ken as straight as possible, so then your cups aren't turning, you know, and stuff like that when you're tapping. But
it's funny that Tibby and Takia both end up turning to the right every time, you know. Like you're mentioning, just trying not to move, trying to stay in the same place, and it just moves all over,
dude.
You know?
That's what's crazy about how they like got to 50 plus taps is like when I get up to like 10, like my cups, like they'll start to turn like this way. So then it'll naturally get like out of line, but theirs just stays like perfectly straight like this, you know. Like that's what is like the biggest key, I feel like, is making sure your Ken is like perfectly aligned with the Tama.
Yeah. And I guess just as you grind and as you get bigger and bigger with taps, then you just start learning these small things, you know?
Yeah, I remember them, for sure.
I think Tibby mentioned that he also like maybe does like 8 and 8. He loves his 8 taps. So he goes like 8 and then 8 and then 8 and then 8, you know, to get like 24 or whatever.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane. And then I followed Takia on Instagram, and I was like hyped because he followed me back, and I was like, dude, like,
let's go.
Because he's insane, you know. I was looking at all of his clips after he followed me back, and then he did like he did 18 tap jug Ken flip 18 times, and then 18 tap and then after that he's just casually in airplane, and he's like, oh, I'm just gonna do another 18 tap, like just 18 tap after. It's like, dude, like, what are you on? Like,
I know, it's just crazy that once you get those unlocked, man, you can just keep going, you know, like. Yeah, obviously, it dude, takes that's so long to get there. But once you get there, I mean, 6, 8, 10, like you can do crazy lines with 10 tap once you are able
dude,
to like
yeah.
Hone that in, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's insane.
Did you ever follow like the KWC tricks?
Yeah,
That,
actually, so I followed them a lot. That was like one of my main like goals or like accomplishments, I could say, I guess, was like I wanted to get one of the KWC tricks. I wanted to be in one of the videos. So actually at MKO, like the first year that I went to MKO, I got at the sweet shop, I got asked to do a trick for KWC list. So I'm on the level 9, I think it's 9-6 or 9-7 or whatever, like level 9-7. And it was just a
2017.
I think it's 2017. I'm pretty sure. I think it's just a 10 flip jug bird. And I saw like a ton of people doing that, like in their lines and stuff. So like,
yeah,
I don't know, it's just sick.
Yeah, cool. Do you have a guess of who's gonna win KWC this year? Have you been following?
I mean, I don't see why Takiya wouldn't, you know, win at this, dude, because I watched his run.
Yeah, is it so sick?
This dude. 2070 or whatever, dude.
And that he just was
unreal,
wasn't missing,
dude.
And was just so hyped, dude.
Dude, seriously, that was insane. I don't remember. I think it was like, what was one of the tricks? I think it was like a like 6 Ken flip jug 6 tap, and then like
it was 3-3 jug 6 tap jug spike. Yeah.
Oh my,
and he just did
like,
it
dude,
so
and to hit that on stage, dude, like that is so nasty. Like,
and he makes it look so easy. It's
dude, crazy. Seriously, like I like just watching that like run, I just don't know who would be able to keep up.
Yeah.
Like I just like I'm trying to like think, like, and it's just like that's, it's like flawless almost.
Yeah,
like it's
yeah.
like I don't like I don't even know.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Like the only way somebody else could possibly win is literally if they almost landed their whole line like flawlessly, because he missed like only 4 or 5 times probably, like out of all those tricks. Like it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I think Nick's gonna try, you know.
Yeah, no, I definitely think Nick could, like 100%. Like it's just like I think a lot of it goes with like just the practice, like how much people just like grind and try to be consistent with all the KWC tricks, you know, like,
and they're
that's
out
always
right now,
like
actually.
Kind of
I
how
think
it goes.
5 is due today. I don't know if you've been seeing that, but
yeah, I actually saw it on my recommended and stuff, like, but I
so
didn't click
excited
on
to
it.
see
But
what's gonna come out for 12s and 11s, you know.
Dude, if that, because was that trip Ken, trip Ken, and then jug six, that was a 12 obviously, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say, is it better be like that?
Yeah,
that's not even fair.
Yeah,
like
I just wonder what new gen tricks are gonna be, like what tap and late tens are gonna be there, you know. It's gonna be crazy, man.
Yeah, and then I saw that Mati or whatever, the in stilt wind, dude. What the heck? Like I literally was like, because this is an F3, I'm pretty sure, like, and I was I can't even put it there and balance it, like I literally, it will fall off every time, I think. It's ridiculous.
It's wild,
dude.
Yeah, well, cool, man. Well, it was good talking to you. I don't know if you want to talk about anything else,
dude. I'm honestly, whatever, any other time, I'd be down for a podcast. It's awesome to talk, because, you know, I don't have too many people locally around here that I can talk Kanama with, so it's refreshing to talk.
Yeah, well, I'll hit you up again and enjoy those doms in the mail, you know?
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, hopefully I can land some bangers soon.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep an eye on the feed.
For sure, bro.
All right. See you, man. Good talking to you.
Yeah, see ya. Good talking.